That Local Shows podcast, bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
Hello and welcome to That Local Show. A little bit late today, I'm going to actually take the blame for that entirely. I'd like to introduce you to Miss Rachel Hickey. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You don't look slightly hungover
I'm
at all.
I'm fine,
you just
thank
you. Ran from somewhere.
What, James? You sound like you're in the middle of nowhere.
What? Really?
Yeah, he sounds really muffled.
Yeah, I
can't hear myself.
Oh, that's better. Hello.
I'm going to get some headphones.
Oh, that's good. I can hear you now. That's fine.
Those are mine.
Yeah, still Rachel's headphones. Anyway, we're all feeling a little bit worse for wear today, so you've got to help us through this week's show. Oh, dear. Right. Coming up, we have Alistair McGower, not in the studio physically, but an interview which is just as good, I feel.
No one will know.
No one will notice this slight Jeff.
Well, now they will, because you didn't just tell.
Sorry, I've kind of given it all away now, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear. We have, as usual, Rachel's top tips. We're going to have James's new game, What's in My Wheelie Bin? This is all linked because this show is all about, what are we doing? Recycling the environment. So the whole What's in the Wheelie Bin thing is James's sort of topic slash game slash interesting thing coming up a little bit later on. And all the usual local stuff on That Local Show. Also, you can email me at greg@thatlocalshow.co.uk, please, and check out our website, thatlocalshow.co.uk, www.beforethat. Is it time for our first song?
That was awful.
It was bang on, I thought.
That Local Show's podcast.
I'm Greg Clark, and I'm with you for the next hour and 7 minutes. Hello, what? Rachel, who's wearing sunglasses in the studio for no apparent reason.
Hello.
Hangover.
Shut up.
It doesn't hide your voice. It sounds clearly tired.
No, I'm full of life today.
Oh, bless her. Oh, that's it. Right, should we get on to topic?
Yeah.
Are you in the mood? You're not. Well, we can do it anyway. This week's show, like I said in our first very spot-on opening link, is all about recycling and the environment.
Yeah, we're really running out of topics.
I think it's all right. It's not
no,
a bad
No, it's all right, because eventually they'll forget the ones we did at the start and we'll do a loop.
We're going back to MySpace, hopefully, soon.
When did you start the show, James? How far can we loop it back?
Well, when did they start becoming good?
They haven't yet. Yes. That's the problem. So recycling. Mm-hmm. Should we be made to recycle?
Made?
Because we have to.
But what do you mean by made?
Is that literally... In the sense that you're given these purple bags, aren't you, black bags, and alternate weeks. Do you have that where you live, James?
Yeah, I never know which one goes in which bag.
No.
Don't you have people that do that for you?
I
don't know.
No, not really.
No, not really.
You know what? We get that outside my house. People put all their rubbish outside our house. Because I don't know if they think it's a collecting point or something. So we look really bad because we've got all these...
What does your house look like, Rachel?
A house.
An average...
It's not like
you don't live
house.
In a cardboard box or anything, do you?
No.
Why? Is that your problem, Jay?
Yeah. At least you don't get the bin bags inside your house.
Sorry.
This is so random. So what do you think? Do you think recycling is a good idea and we should all do it and encourage other people to do it? Yes or no?
Well, yeah.
That was a general topic out there for everyone listening, not just Rachel. What do you think, Rachel? What's your honest opinion on this?
I love Rachel's. So, should homework exist? No. Should recycling exist? No.
Straight to the point. No messing on that local show.
I said yeah. It should. Well, it should exist because.
Is this homework or recycling? I'll give you.
Recycling. Oh no, homework shouldn't exist.
So it's a good thing. We should all do it and not.
Well, because. You know, you've seen all these landfill sites and stuff. There's all rubbish, and you know, and it's going to get to a point where we're like, oh, we've got nowhere to put it now.
That's a very good point. But what? Okay, here's a silly question.
It'll go in your house.
That's James. Is it
go
is
in
it,
your box?
James, you're smart. What is a landfill physically a hole that they sort of dig and then fill it? If that's the case, then why is the landfill 5 miles away from my house, sort of a big hill of rubbish? How can it be a landfill if it's a big hill? Yeah, that's a question.
I don't know.
Oh, brilliant.
I don't know either.
The only reason I chose this topic is because I'm thinking, what's in my school bag? What's in my lunchbox?
Oh,
what's in my wheelie bin?
So this isn't meant to be setting a good example.
Oh, no.
So you live in a box, but you've got a wheelie bin?
I don't really live in a box. That was a joke.
I thought you did.
So this isn't actually promoting anything good. You just wanted it to link in with your nice game kind of a bit later.
Yeah, I don't care about the show. So as long as my game sounds quite cool.
Brent's in my wheelie bin.
And it beat Sam's game from last week, which isn't really that hard.
Oh, dear. That was good on the
that
drums.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. Let's do it again.
We might do something a bit different today, depending on time.
Well, we haven't got that much. Can we start a little bit late this week?
And whose fault was that?
It was, I would have done it on the phone.
Yeah, but you were trying to park the car.
Exactly.
No, trying.
No phone. Yeah, trying.
To be fair, let's not lie. We didn't get into Stratford. We didn't weren't in Stratford like 10 past 2.
He was going round going, I'm going home. I'm going to go home. I swear.
I was going to give up.
I'm just going to go home.
I actually thought that as well.
Yeah, you can't drive.
I thought we'd just leave Sam can't here doing
park.
It.
Is this in your bus, James?
Pardon?
Is this in your bus?
You can't. No, on my new car.
You can drive?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well done.
What car have you got?
A Mini.
Ford Fiesta.
What colour is your Mini?
Blue.
Oh,
it's very nice,
blue.
Actually. Very nice car.
Aww.
Anyway.
Anyway, back on topic. For God's sake, stop distracting me. So is it too much fuss to sort your rubbish out? Like, could you have to do plastics and is it cardboard separately? Or something like that? I have, well, at my house, if it's different, I have two giant, like, wheelie bins. Where you have one for plastics. Is that right? One for the stuff that can be recycled and one that can't. Mm.
We have two. We have a black one for all rubbish that can't be recycled.
Check.
Which is like really thin. Which I probably could have brought in with me today because it's like that big. And a green one to put green stuff in.
Oh yeah. They purposely give you the really little ones, don't they? So you don't fill it up. You can't fill it up.
I don't have a green one.
But oh, green ones, isn't that for outside rubbish? Like if you're gardening.
Yeah.
Because you have to pay for that, actually.
And potato peelings.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh, you mean one full of food potato. Waste? We've got a little mini one that's like, as big as your hand, that like sits in the kitchen that you put your waste food into, in a little bag.
Yeah, we've
just stop talking.
We've got one of them. Is it blue? A little blue box?
Yeah, and you have like a green bag inside. This is a really boring conversation. Can you imagine, please? I want to know like where it's different in the world as opposed to like the recycling routine you have to do and whether the difference... areas of where you live you have to do things differently.
And if you've got any ideas for other topics as well that maybe will be a bit more interesting than recycling.
It's not a bad topic.
That Local Shows podcast, bringing you what you don't need but couldn't live without.
Is it time for Rachel's top tips yet?
Rachel's top tips only on That Local Show.
My top tip is just don't drink ever because it's just not worth it. It's good at the time, but it's just the next day you will just regret everything.
Rachel's top tips only on That Local Show.
Yeah,
not too loud,
one
please.
You've ever done.
So, what do you all think to that? That top tip.
This is Gary Barlow and Rachel. That top tip, you know, was just rubbish, wasn't it?
It's Gary Barlow.
This is Simon Cowell and Rachel. That top tip was. I'm sorry, but it really was just dreadful. This is Louis Walsh and Rachel. You know, I gotta say that top tip was just absolutely, you know, awful.
This is Alan Carr. Rachel, that top tip was absolutely top. You have the top tips in the top tip factory.
Right, all those celebrities get out of my studio. James, you just let anyone come into the studio now.
Louis Walsh, you're not allowed my cloudy lemonade.
Alan Carr, get out. Alan, go on, get out. He's gone, thanks.
Cheek.
Sorry about that, Rachel.
Sorry about all those celebrities voicing their opinions like that.
Alex, you're not allowed to hit Louis Walsh.
Get your hands off Alan.
Oh, dear.
Do you like that, Rach? Yeah. Was that wild cool, all those celebrities?
Our radio trickery.
I got a bit confused. I was like,
you're like, who are those people?
What's going on?
I can hear random voices.
Can you hear that too?
The voices inside my head.
Tell me that I'm rubbish.
That was a compliment at the end.
Yeah.
I think he liked you. Alan Carr liked you.
I like Alan Carr, it's fine.
I think I've broken something.
Oh, James is just...
What's he done?
My cable had gone down a gap and I was trying to get it out.
Now there's an image. You're listening to That Local Show? It's 2:35. What else? Yeah, don't forget, coming up this week, I haven't really played much to do with Alistair McGarney. I've only said his name once. There he is, again. We have a little interview coming up with him, don't we?
Yes.
How many songs
got
time?
CD, hang on.
Yeah, it would be great if you sort that out. Quite a few songs time, actually. But coming up, if you stay with us, you'll have a nice interview from Alistair McGowan. So, Rachel, was that a good top tip? Are you happy with that? Proud of it?
Yeah.
Ignoring the celebrity comments.
I thought it was good, because it's true.
That's a very good point.
It was true?
It's true.
Wow.
How did we find that out then, Rachel?
Yeah, care to explain where that came from, that bit of like info?
No.
No? No, I'm getting you with no.
No. Please leave me alone.
I'll tell the listeners what you did.
James! Go and stand in the corner.
I think we're going to change the playlist to some loud tracks now, I think.
I'm taking my headphones off then.
We have speakers.
That's really mean, James. Be nice to her.
So mean
Hang on.
To me.
Did I delete that one? Hang on.
Oh, you people. Just be nice to her, you know?
MySCR.co.uk.
Right, should we get onto what we're meant to be doing, which is this week's challenge for everyone in the studio. No one listening can participate.
It's just for us.
Well, it doesn't really work. Right, this
can
week...
Can I give the challenge?
Oh, go on then.
Because I thought of it and it was a really good idea.
No.
It was not that great.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
It's mainly one of Rachel's challenges when we get Rachel's drawings, which are really, really funny.
My drawings are amazing.
I was going to eat a biscuit while she did
this. They're in the Tate Modern in London.
Is the Chawberry up on the internet?
It is.
The Chawberry is on. You sound like Jonathan Ross there.
I want to find
it. You might pay a visit. Oh no, we won't pay a visit later, will we?
No. I'm going to see if I can find it on the internet. Where is it on the internet?
That localsci.co.
Who's eating biscuits?
And we've got half a digestive biscuit in our microphones. Anyway, my challenge to you guys today is. I thought everything now can be recycled, can't it, Rachel?
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Neatly.
Everything.
Neatly.
Yeah, yeah.
To a point. Apart from the wheelie bin, you put everything in. So, my challenge to you guys, including Sam.
Right, that's not very nice to, like, segregate them like that.
You guys and Sam.
And, long pause.
Sam. Anyway, is to come up with a way, another use for a wheelie bin.
Another use for it? I thought
Ride
you said
it.
How to
or
recycle it.
Or recycle it.
That's my
So
fun.
You can use all the parts out of the wheelie bin to make something. You I can't squish the wheelie bin.
Brilliant. Oh, am I doing a picture of mine? I have one.
Can I have some paper, please?
Yeah. You'll have to do it on the back of your running order or something.
All right, cool. I can do that.
I'm on the website. The pictures are amazing.
Oh, what, of wheelie
we've
bins
got,
that have been
no,
transferred?
No, we've got James's My Journey to School, and we've got...
What website are you on, Rach?
I'm on www.thatlocalshow.co.uk.
Thank you. I was slightly confused
there. Dog.
Thank you
the
for clearing
the
that.
Big dog here. No, it's not a big dog, but it's a small man, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And then, what is that? Rachel Hickey's homework. My Journey. Some A-star star. It's been graded twice. Oh, yeah. I grade it. Isn't it? And then the Chawberry. Ta-da. And, is that it?
God, this show's so self-indulgent,
isn't it? Oh, that's
it.
We need
it?
More pictures, apparently.
I'm sorry, isn't it? Let's look at what I drew. Let's edit it. Anyway.
Back to me.
Yeah, back to me. Shout out. That should be your catchphrase. Anyway, where are we? So in case you didn't get it, this week's challenge, what James is trying to say, is we have to come up with a way of recycling a wheelie bin or what you can turn a wheelie bin into. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. So get your piece of papers out. We're going to give you a track or five to come up with it.
Track or five. It depends. We'll remember in like 20 minutes.
I only need
or perhaps
10
next week's show.
Where is there some paper, please?
On the back of this, sorry.
Okay.
We just create whatever you want. You know, to be fair, you could do it during Cheese of the Week, couldn't you, actually?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on the computer.
What are you looking at, Radio 1 and Radio
2? You're looking at the
Chawberry. They're interesting. A decent radio.
I'm actually getting our idents to put on your new jingle machine.
I'm having a jingle machine.
Yeah, on the thing.
Oh, it's here. Oh, yeah. I had noticed the jingle machine that's in front of me. That I'm not quite sure how it works. I'll work on that during Cheese of the Week.
Jingle machine.
What do I press? What do I do? Click that. Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing. Can I have loads of all the cool things in here?
Yeah, I'm going to get them all now.
Yay.
So, like, really cool things that was on
I'm
your lap.
I'm going to overload Sam's memory stick.
Correct. So, James, are you a man?
I know what's coming.
Come on, that's the question.
Yes.
Wrong answer.
Rachel,
oh, it begins.
Are you hungover?
It's gone crazy.
Stop it. Only slightly. Slightly. Quite a bit?
Nope.
Extremely. No, I'm not.
This is amazing.
I'm only a little bit.
Oh, wow. This is cool. This easily fills a link.
We also have this. We have either playing with the echo.
Playing with the what?
Has anyone seen the cube
recently? Whoa, let's not go distorted, James.
So we've lost all our listeners.
Yeah, we never had
all
any.
Five of them.
Who were they?
My mum, your mum, James's mum, Sam's everyone's mum.
Oh dear, email in if you're listening at all, please, to Greg or James at thatlocalshow.co.uk. We'll give you 30 seconds to do so.
That Local Show's podcast.
bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
Oh, I've got an email.
No, you don't.
From Ben.
Do you?
Ben? Wow. Oh, no, it's the content. It's Ben's. Is that Ben's content? What's that? I'm listening to them making notes, and as Phil would say... Wow, it's Ben Bayless. He emailed me.
What? Our assistant producer listens to our show.
Don't get too excited, because we do get emails all the time.
Ben, are you wearing your t-shirt? Email in.
Oh, wow. Email in more, please, Ben, because no one seems to talk to us this week.
Talk to us.
That's amazing.
What's he saying?
One of Ben, this is for you, Ben. Ready? Yeah, well done.
He's complaining that we're using paper on an eco-friendly show.
Oh.
That Local Shows podcast.
Norman! They're my best tomatoes!
That was really loud.
I know, yeah, that's why that I turned away from the mic.
Amazing.
Can you let me know next time you're going to do that,
he's
please.
He's actually here. Yay, the pen! Oh, I've got to think of an idea now.
I thought you said you had a really good one.
I did, but you've stolen it.
Did I?
There's yeah, only I'm joking.
Everyone has sort of come up with the same thing. Get inside
involves
the wheeling
getting inside the wheeling bin. Someone would be different.
Right, what were we talking about? Where are we?
You'll see. Don't you worry.
What are you coming up with? You got, we were supposed to have the answers all here, by the way. We're supposed to have all of them in. You were supposed to be checking them. Who's going to check them? James, you're going to look at them and decide which is best and what's worth going on the website and what isn't. Whilst you set up for your wheelie bin challenge slash game.
Sugar, I don't know what I'm doing for that.
Oh, good save. Good save, that man.
Don't you
do it. That's how you do it, Rachel. That's how you do it.
Yeah, so have you done it yet? Because we haven't got all day. I'll give you a whole 30 seconds to finish.
Am I doing it now?
Oh, well, I was going
to. Stop playing that.
Fine.
I've got a headache.
Well, I've only got three.
Hang on, what does it say on my thing?
It says, I'm going to do general chat before Newton Faulkner, then it's your game slash...
Should we do
Newton Faulkner. Yeah. Not Norton. Who's Norton?
Norton Digestive.
That Local Shows podcast. Bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
What's in my wheelie bin? And it's really good. Thanks for the reaction, guys.
Yay!
This week's game is called What's in My Wheelie Bin?
Yay!
Right, stand up, you two.
Can't reach your mic.
Yeah, because you've got to fish
I'm
in my wheelie
drawing.
Bin, that's why. Well, stop, Rachel. It's not now's not the time. Right, so, I'll cue you for that.
Oh, awesome.
Right, you can come round here as well, Sam. You don't need to be doing anything over there.
Can you hear me all right?
Okay.
Yeah, we're cool.
Rachel, put your sunglasses on. That could be your blindfold. Because I'm guessing your sight today isn't as brilliant as it should be.
It's a little bit blurry.
It was a good night, wasn't it, Rachel?
She can't remember. Moving on. Oh, she's looking at me.
Okay, so my game...
Do I explain, please,
you have
James?
To put your hand in the wheelie bin.
But let's hear the wheelie bin.
Please say it's
here.
Clean.
No. Oh. It doesn't matter. It's a silent wheelie bin.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah, do you want to listen?
Yes. Love go. It. Okay, that's brilliant.
So, who's going to put their hand in the wheelie bin first? Should I put
I'm
the lift music
drawing,
on? Hang on.
So...
Ooh, lift music. Woo, let's go. You should always put a layer.
This pen's running out, so can I use a biro or not? If I really press.
Here we go. That's a dodgy one. Okay. Rachel, you ready to go first?
No.
Alex, you ready to go first?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, put your hand in my wheelie bin.
There's an image.
Okay.
Am I just pulling something out?
Yeah. It's a bit of a rubbish game, to be honest.
This
is a baked bean tin, okay?
Yeah.
That Alex has pulled out of the wheelie bin. This is a rubbish game, isn't it? Okay. If you get baked bean tins, make sure you wash them out before you put them in the recycling. And be careful not to cut yourself. Because I cut myself on a bit to the baked beans and it wasn't a pretty sight. So well done, Alex, for picking out. You can keep that.
Oh, thanks.
Memento, yeah, that's it. Rachel.
Okay, hang on.
And we'll do Sam.
Okay.
We'll get him over and done with.
La, la, la,
okay.
La, la.
Sam's going to guess what's in the wheelie bin now. That was the whole point of the game. Don't put Echo on me.
I'll try and make it more interesting.
I thought you'd go for that one. What do you think it is, Sam?
Is that a drink bottle, glass bottle?
Yes, it's a glass bottle. Yeah. Make sure you also wash glass bottles out before you put them in your recycling.
Thank you, James.
You're not keeping that. because I can. You can refilm them.
Oh, don't show that.
It's
to
quite
me.
Good.
I think I have one of those.
Oh, it's a beer
I'm not
bottle,
even joking. I think I did.
I think she's seen far too many of those bottles.
Okay, Rachel, you're gonna put your hand in my window.
Okay.
Don't fall in.
Hang on.
Oh, there she goes.
Whoa!
Oh no! I've got it again. It's
no,
a sign.
Find another one.
Okay.
It's a carton of orange juice.
Well, there's no orange juice in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I drank it.
Oh. Because you wouldn't put it in the wheelie bin, I guess.
I looped it, mate.
Oh, sorry.
It's just a bit of a dodgy loop.
Yeah, it's off a 10-second of nothing. Oh, you're gone.
Okay. No one should notice.
Oh, I
did.
Put
it out.
Sorry.
Right. So Rachel chose, what is it, Rachel?
Orange juice.
Yay.
I don't know.
And the orange juice cartons can also be recycled, but yeah. Make sure you put them in the right bag or whatever you want them to be. That was my most rubbish game in the world.
Is that over what? Now?
Yeah.
Oh.
I couldn't really
I
find
should my... make the games next time.
Well, because my bins were taken the other day, so there's not that much stuff in
this
my
is,
wheelie
this
bin.
Is for you. This is all for you, James. Ready? And there you go. Well done.
That was awful.
Spectacularly bad. MySCR.co.uk. Welcome back to that local show. It's 28 minutes past 3 and we've got to get out of here in a couple minutes, but I think we need to find out about... Remember I mentioned about these wheelie bins ideas? Anyone in the studio remember that? Yeah.
Kind of.
The wheelie bin
sort
thing
of,
that you
yeah.
wrote about half an hour ago.
Should we see your ideas?
Come on, Ellen. If
Shall
they're
I
good
hand
enough.
I my idea to you?
Yeah, okay. To Margaret over in the corner.
I got the idea first.
I'm not Margaret.
No, yes. He copied me. He copied me.
Stop offending me.
Everyone
he
listen.
Copied me.
He copied me.
No, my idea was first.
All right.
Mine was first.
All right.
Shh. Girls. And Alex.
Come
and
on.
Sam.
And mine.
Where
come on, Margaret. Don't take all day.
Everyone has got the same idea.
Involves getting in the wee bin. Thank you. Read mine first.
No, I got the idea first.
No, because that means I get credit. Read mine
you
first.
You got to describe
no, I got the idea first.
Oh, you put the strawberry on there.
Yeah, makes it better.
That's been done.
Right. First, we've got Rachel's idea. Rachel's idea. Am I up?
Yes.
Okay. I can't hear myself very well. It's not an innuendo.
I wasn't even thinking that.
Rachel's idea has got the wheelie bin buggy.
Yay.
Yay.
What's the caption? That's the slogan on the advert.
Shut the lid to shut them up.
Yay. There's got to be some sort of child thing in that.
Are those children or parsnips?
They're children.
They do look a bit like parsnips,
the
actually.
First one's got questionable hair.
Literally, it's like a question mark.
I know, is this really a baby?
Yeah. Why is there a cat?
Because we were doing a bit of a competition who could come up with the best picture, and I drew a cat, and you're seeing a bit.
I suppose I've seen Alex's big dog.
There's an image. Moving on.
Quickly. He's called it the Wheelie Bin Pram.
Buggy's better.
And he's tried
Pram's
to,
better.
He's tried to draw a bear, a teddy bear.
I thought it was quite good.
But it's got like a hole in him.
Why is
it? What's
you know
a hole? It's like, yeah, like a patch.
Have you not got a teddy bear at home?
Yeah, there's like.
Not really.
A light
he
brown
does.
Patch
you clearly have a very full of stomach.
No, I have a troubled like childhood.
Alright, say you've got. No, say you've got a brown bear, it'll have a white patch on its stomach.
Yeah.
It doesn't like a hole, though, no offence.
Yeah.
It's
fried.
Empty inside.
Right.
Come on, Margaret, I haven't got all day. We need to go out.
Sorry.
It's half free.
And Greg has done wheelie bin races.
Highly original, I thought.
Obvious.
With another parsnip in there.
Another parsnip.
So if you want to recycle your wheelie bin, buy some parsnips and a wheelie bin.
Parsnip container.
And some more wheels, because you only get two wheels in a wheelie bin.
Do you?
Yeah. Because you have to
tip
it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So, come on then, Margaret. Who do you think was the winner of that?
I think...
amazingly pointless competition.
As usual, the winner
for
their drawing has to be... Has to be... Rachel!
Yay!
And that's enough of the echo.
Victory is mine, as usual.
Oh, cool.
Do you not want to be the winner?
I do.
Victory sound is mine. A bit...
hungover.
No, that's what you sound like. I mean, sound a bit more...
enthusiastic.
Yay!
Yeah, you've won
thank
nothing.
You
okay, should we go?
Yeah, quickly. Thank you very much for listening. Sorry if it's been a bit of a random show this week. Join us next week at 2 o'clock for more of that local show. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.